We knew her as a legislator in the ninth and doing a fine job on her way to a second term in the third district of the state Senate. You know her well, Monica Martinez. Always a pleasure to have her back in the program. We say a very good morning and a very
good
happy
morning,
New Year. How are you?
Same to you. I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. It's been a while. How are you enjoying things in Albany these days?
Oh, aside from the cold weather, it's pretty good.
It has its ups and downs.
A little tumultuous time, but definitely, you know me, Jay, always fighting the good fight.
I know. You do it better than anyone, I'll tell you that much. And I tell you, you got a hot one going on right now as far as discussion. You know, this cash bail stuff. I got to be honest with you, Monica. You know, there's a lot of angry people out there over this. They want to see some change. You know, we've had on Anna Kaplan, Senator Kaplan, Friday. James Gorin, we had him on Monday. Yesterday we had Senator Brooks on. You know, listen, we wanted you on first, but, listen, it is what it is. But in essence, this is a hot topic right here. I know that you have gone away with Senator Gorin as far as an amendment of some kind here and everything else. First of all, give me your take, your assessment overall of what occurred January the 1st. Remember, keep in mind and remind the audience, this was part of the budget from the last go-around. So it was pretty much in place, had to be signed off. It did into law January 1st. And sometimes when things come to fruition in actual time, that's when it kind of accentuates negativity like this has. Give me the overall Martinez assessment, though.
Thank you, Jay. And I just want to say people have the right to be angry. I'm angry, right? This is something that we advise time and time again. We heard from law enforcement. We heard from community. We heard from different groups back last year how we needed to really think this through and look at the possible unintended consequences, and that's what we're facing now. And this is something that we need to correct. And I stand behind my colleagues here on Long Island that this is something that we need to do. James Gorin, Senator Gorin, and I have been working since the budget passed last year and trying to amend this before even taking effect on January 1st. So this is something that him and I have been pushing since the passage of the budget. And we're going to continue. I just recently put in a bill, too, 7156, to bring discussion back to the judges. Jay, we literally took away the right and the power of our judges. They're elected and appointed for a reason.
Not without question. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've been very critical to take away a judge's discretion. But to me, it's not just about the discretion and the powers of the judge being stripped. You know, I've said this. It's about discovery. It's about disclosure. There's a lot of things in there, Monica. And I basically stated, you know, I would like to see a full repeal on this. I think you need to kind of, you know, scratch it all the way down to the roots and start up again. What about at least that? What about a full repeal? And at least, you know, at the very least, in my opinion, because there are so many flaws, what about a moratorium until sides can come together and assess properly and make the necessary improvements? What about that aspect? Go ahead.
You know what? This is something that we all need to come together. Like you said, this should no longer be a political issue, right? This should not be one side attacking the other. This is the time that we come together as lawmakers, both sides of the parties, and just sit down as civilized people. That's why our communities across the nation don't feel comfortable with government, right? Because we're so polarized at this point that people are forgetting middle America. And this is what we need to do. We need to sit down together. The minds of those who use intelligence and not just on fear, but literally facts, let's sit down. Like, I would love for my colleagues, both on the Republican side and the Democratic side, to just sit down and let's figure this out together, right? This is not a time to say, well, you did this, you did that. That time has already passed, right? What our constituencies want from us is what we are meant to do, and that is lead and make sure that we protect them. So I implore all my colleagues, right, both Republicans and Democrats, and Jay, you know that I've never been a partisan person. I have worked across the aisle more than anyone has ever. But this is time, it's not for politics. This is not time for the political agenda. It is now for the safety of our public. It's for the safety of constituents, our women, our children, our families. This is something that we need to do, and we need to do it now. And I just said it yesterday. I literally am not leaving Albany until amendments are made. I will stay here. I'll bring up my dog, which I'm going to do this weekend, and we are staying put until amendments are made.
Here's what concern we're talking with the state senator, Monica Martinez, representing the 3rd District, talking about the bail reform law. Here's what concerns me, though. It seems, and I said this at the beginning of the show, it seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, Andrea Stewart-Cousins is a little more flexible in her thinking. But one of the main obstacles, in my opinion, could be the speaker in Carl Hastie, Monica. You know, I just get a sense, you know, he's very stubborn in this thing. You know, keep citing the calendar. You know, that we're only 21 days in. I can't go along with that, to be honest with you. Does he not know of the cases? And I say the templates for this thing for change are needed based on the Jordan Randolph deal. We know about him, right? This was a guy in and out, killed somebody in the William Floyd a couple of Sundays ago. Can't have that. This is also about the Maria Campiones, you know, who's been in and out of jail, broke into the Hewlett Elementary School, the graffiti and everything else 3 or 4 times. Can't have that. And even more so, how about the Tiffany Harrises of the world? You know, the woman, 12 times arrested, in and out, the whole anti-Semitic thing going on. I mean, these are stories, and I could do another hour as far as individuals, you know, who have been let out, Senator Martinez, that have only come back creating the same heinous acts out on those streets. You know, if this isn't enough evidence for a Carl Hastie, I don't know what is. I'm concerned about that aspect. What about that?
You know what, Jay, that's the thing, right? And that is why we need to bring back the discretion to our judges. These individuals who have a repeat offender, history of crime, this is the reason why we have 3 branches of government, right? You have the executive, the legislature, and the judicial branch. We make the laws, and now they need to be interpreted. But we don't even have that in place. Now, as for the speaker, I can't speak on behalf of the assembly. The assembly members need to do what they need to do. I am focusing on my chamber and the Senate and making sure that we make the amendments that are needed. And you know what, though, Jay? Like, not for nothing. It was put in the budget last year, put in the budget again this year. But something has to be done. This is something that cannot go untouched. It can't. And yes, we're in day 22, but you know what? A lot has happened in the last 22 days. And again, I need to make sure that I protect my constituencies, that I protect my family. This is my family that I'm also speaking about, right? It's not just, you know, it's just everything. It's just we need to really take a hard look at this. And we saw it from day one, right? We saw it from day one. Now we're day 22. We need to figure this out before more people keep getting out when they should not. There is a history of crime, history of violence. I'm actually afraid for those women whose husbands are mistreating them, right? I'm afraid for that individual who may be let out and then actually go commit the crime that they intended to do the first time around. This is something that is no longer fun and games, right? This is real life. This is people's livelihoods, people's safety. This is my family, your family, my team family. This is everyone, right? And this is what we need to look at. And I honestly thank my leader, you know, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, for recognizing that we need to make amendments to this. And I appreciate that, right? This is what good government does. Good government looks at a law that was passed, and you know what? We need to fix it, right? No law is ever perfect. And this is what we need to do now. We need to fix what was done to make sure that the safety of all is accounted for, right? No one should be in jail for stealing a pair of sneakers that cost them $50 and they can't post bail for $500, right? We get that. The petty crimes, totally get that. But for someone who has a record of crime and violence, that's a whole different story.
And, you know, the thing is, I can't even figure out why this thing was signed in the first place, knowing some of this information in play. You know, when I had Senator Brooks on yesterday, he was in favor of a moratorium. Your colleague, Senator Jim Gorin, stated he is not. He would rather this thing be tweaked, amended, and then head to the floor for a vote. That could take some time. That's what I'm worried about. We could have more Jordan Randolph cases on the street, Senator Martinez. So in essence, that's why I say, let's put a stop sign up right now. Let's put a moratorium in place until we can get fixed. Would you lean
more
towards...
You know what, Jay? I'm sorry to cut you off, and I would be in complete favor of that, okay? The one thing we can do right now is what the Republicans are calling for, and that's a repeal, right? But we already changed the law, so we need... If at all best, it is to put a stop to it right now, right? Let's reconfigure everything we have done moving forward, because this cannot continue going. Now, look, I can tell you, and I don't want to speak on behalf of my colleagues here on Long Island, but we are all on the same position that this needs to change, right? Whether it's a tweak here, tweak there, it just needs to be amended. I prefer to call it amendments. I prefer to call it enhancement. I prefer that we look at what was done and fix it. We cannot continue to put individuals out back in our communities, the same communities that they are actually inflicting the pain on individuals, to be let back out. We can't. That is uncalled for, and it's not fair, right? So we talk about having a just system. We talk about having a just system and having it be equitable, and that's great, and that's fine and dandy, but it should never be on the expense of public safety. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. This is something that from the beginning, Jay, I said, no to. If this would have been a standalone bill, I would have voted no.
So, in essence, you would be in favor of a moratorium then. Am I correct in saying that?
Let's put a stop for now. You know, we have powers that be that can actually put a stop to this, and let's do this, right? Let's be the intelligent lawmakers that we're supposed to be, right? That we were elected to be. And a moratorium is fine. I am totally okay with that, but we need to move forward, and we need to correct the unjust that has been done on many of our families since January 1st of 2020.
Now, let's see what happens. It's, you know, to me, and I'm glad you said that, I'd be willing to put the brakes on this thing because, you know, this isn't a minor tweak. It's not only about the judges, you know, giving them their powers back, public safety at risk. We get it. But I'm more concerned about what happens within the ranks of the courtroom. You know, the discovery requirements. I think that has to be slashed. You know, a level that crime labs and prosecutors can manage in a timely manner. To me, the pendulum has completely went to the defense attorney's side. They can game the system by gumming up the works until the prosecution gives in on this. And as I said earlier, you know, it's about rapid disclosure. That has to be reversed as far as the presumption, key word, on rapid disclosure of victim and witness information as far as names and identifying information that needs to be redacted until defense attorneys make the case for why they need to know at the start of the process rather than in the weeks leading up to a trial. I think if you put those three things in play, with a really putting it under the microscope, then we have something. That's why I say you got to put the brakes on here.
And you know what? And that's also another discussion, right? So there are so many different facets that we're talking about, right? We're talking about bail reform. We're talking about discovery. We're talking, it's a lot, right? You're absolutely right. And that's what we're doing. At least on the Senate side, that is what we're doing. We're looking at the entire thing, right? Because you're right. You know, I just had someone call me and say, the judge just gave my name up. Right. And that's now this person is afraid, and it shouldn't be that. Right. And it was an animal case. And it's just putting people in a position where they can no longer feel safe. And whether it's discovery, whether it's bail, whether people do not feel safe. And what we need to do is make people feel safe again. And I've been having meetings with law enforcement down, when I'm home on Long Island, when I'm here in Albany, because that's where I am right now. I am talking to key stakeholders, all right? And I'll tell you, there was just a forum in Central Islip, okay, that I currently still represent as a state senator and as a county legislator, where they just held a forum on bail reform, right? And not everyone knows what it entails. And this is a community that has been stricken by violence, by crime. And you know that I have been fighting for Central Islip and Brentwood for the past 7 years, right? Now my district is bigger. But even that community who has been stricken by violence and crime did not know what these laws entail. And I said it last night, I am not leaving, Jay. Like, this needs to happen. Amendments need to be made. We need to reform the reform, right, that we passed, and just move forward in protecting the the lives of our constituencies. It's the masses is what we need to really start protecting, right? The children, the women, the men, I mean, families, just everyone. This is something that we have been elected to do. And I promise you, Jay, I will keep fighting for what is right. You've known me now for 7 years. I've always had some tough battles. I've come out stronger than before, and this is no different.
All right. Listen, I got a lot of confidence in you, Monica. You know that. We've known each other a long time.
I appreciate that.
So let's keep an eye on this, all right? I'm going to keep an eye on this. This is topic number one. Well, listen, with all the impeachment stuff and everything else, we got a lot happening in Albany with the budget address and everything else from yesterday. That's a whole nother conversation we'll have in a couple of weeks, if you don't mind coming back on. Well, as soon as we get
not
more
at all.
Specifics.
I'm telling you something right now, Jay. If my schools on Long Island do not get money, we have a problem.
So I'm very concerned. I got to see specifics. Foundation aid is $400 million behind. I'm very concerned over this. $826 million allocated. I don't know if it's enough. We'll see what happens here. Can't thank you enough, though, for a couple of minutes this morning. And let's make this happen as far as the bail stuff. We'll have you on again soon. How's that?
You got it, Jay. Thank you.